we get there. It's unfortunate. I'm surprised. Has he been vice president before? Did he sit in cabinet to be briefed? Has he been president? This is a man who has been vice president, has been president, and don't know how to get briefing. Our country's future will be in dangerous hands if this man gets close to the presidency. He will destroy this country's education system. It's so easy for him to call WAEC and ask them before he goes out and make these statements. I'm surprised. The former president will make such comments without briefing from WAEC. He's so wrong, I can't even describe it. Ghana is still part of WASI. I have news for him. Maybe he's not reading the newspapers. If he is reading the newspaper, who have heard and who have read that last year, the top three students on the WASI, two of them, were from Ghana. In fact, they were from St. James Senior High School.
And minor
so
seminary.
If we are not doing the same exams, how did they select two students from Ghana as the topmost students in West Africa? He's wrong.
So
and as the media, what I encourage you to talk to WAEC and come out with the story. You see, under the COVID, when Ghana decided to write the exams, other countries said they were not even going to write. Later on, they joined and we wrote it together. Then after the COVID, if you were going to write the exams in May, June, it meant that your students only have 4 months to prepare for the exams. Because we had shifted our calendar, the academic year was ending in December. So in 2021, for example, if Ghana chose to write the exams in May, June, it meant our students had only 4 months to prepare for the exams. So that was not the right thing to do. So we went to WAEC and made a strong case to them that if you want us to write it in May, then it means they only have 4 months. And our students will not do well with 4 months. So our agreement was reached that yes, if other countries do it in June, July, we don't mind. You can do yours in July, August. There's nothing wrong with it. So they follow the same process. All the examiners for the WASI that they prepare for Ghana are not Ghanaians. Maybe one will be a Ghanaian because he will have been a Ghanaian anyway, irrespective of when we took the exams. But they use examiners. They call it standardization. They use examiners for entire West Africa. They set similar questions, same level of difficulty, and they administer it. They prepare the scoring sheet and everything.
Marking scheme.
Marking scheme is done by the WAEC examiner, not Ghanaians. It's not BEC, President Mahama. WASI is not BEC, where Ghana does its own exams. And in case he needed to check, he could have easily checked with WAEC and shouldn't have come out to make this statement. You see, President Mahama is fond of making statements with no facts. And